This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democratic Senator Kamala Harris of California just announced her candidacy for president. CNN's Kyung Law joins us now live in Washington with the very latest. Kyung.
She just made that announcement on Good Morning America, John, and we are anticipating shortly that she'll be posting a video to her social media accounts. It will officially announce that she is indeed going to be running for president. And in that video, she'll be calling on her supporters, saying that now is the time to fight.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. I guess the question is, who's not running for president as a Democrat? Jeez Louise. Hey, KJRadio.com, you can get the show on demand anytime you want. Go listen to the archives. There's some funny stuff in the past we've recorded here. I promise you, some of the best radio on the planet happens right here. I'm talking intellectually stimulating with just a touch of humor. 844-551-8255 if you want to call. Leave a message. If you don't get us live, leave a message. The show airs at different times, whatever, but we'd love to. I will get back to you. I promise I will. Yeah, who's not running for president as a Democrat? It's so easy. Even a caveman can do it. You remember those commercials? Oh, man, I love those commercials because it's right now, this is what it reminds me of. The Democrats running for president. This many candidates running for president tells you all you need to know about the Democrat Party. They are in disarray. Why? You know, here's the thing. Why doesn't Adam Schiff run for president? He hates what Donald Trump is doing. You'd think he'd jump into the game. U.S. News at one point said there were 32 Democrats who are publicly weighing taking the presidential plunge. 32. Remember when we had, what, 17? And you want to know why we had 17? Because our party was in shambles. The Republican Party didn't even know who it was. It had no identity. We got rid of Boehner. Paul Ryan became Speaker. He's feckless. We had Mitch McConnell, who's running the Senate, and he's a go-with-the-flow Republican. We had all these rhinos. We had no direction. Even though we were crushing the Democrats, not because of the Republicans, they still didn't know how to put a message together. And by the way, without Donald Trump, that party remains identically the same. It's identical. It's not very different. And with Trump in control, I saw a piece, I didn't read it, but it said the Republican Party finally has a general, somebody who's willing to get in there, pick up a musket, and go fight. So what you're witnessing now, we had 17 candidates. Remember that. When it was in complete disarray, when everybody's like, I hope Donald Trump runs, it will be a great thing for the Democrats. That was John Oliver. And people were like, Donald Trump run for president? I hope he runs. Oh, my God. Donald Trump. So Donald Trump runs, and what does he do? Donald Trump runs, and Donald Trump wins. Yeah. Shocker. To this day, Democrats, there are Democrats after 2+ years who are still in shock that Donald Trump won. So anyway, he wins, and now he's got the party coming back together. What did he do? He's got D.C. in scurry. I mean, these people are scrambling to get on their life rafts. They've got their bug-out bags. They're going down their rat holes because the swamp level is lowering every single day. More and more of these criminals are being exposed. And so what do we have now? We have all these cavemen.
I run for president.
The Democrats are coming out. So compare 17 people. Now there's 32. There will be more. I think it is bigger than that. We at one point, I know we did a show on it. It was higher than that. Because what we're talking about is publicly declaring, you know, I may run. And what's the number right now? Well, we've got Kamala Harris. We've got Julian Castro. We've got Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii. We've got John Delaney of Maryland. We've got Richard Ojeda of West Virginia. We've got Andrew Yang of New York. That's six. And those aren't even your main names. Now we've got, okay, Elizabeth Warren. She's got her exploratory committee, as does Kirsten Gillibrand. What are we up to there? What's that, seven? Let's see, one, two, three, four, five, six. That's eight. Then let's look at the normal cast of characters. We've got Joe Biden. He's in consideration, right? We're supposed to get an announcement from old Joe here really soon. Everybody's like, ooh, let's wait and see if Joe declares. Because Joe Biden said, I could have beaten Trump. I could have beaten Trump. I'm making you a bet. I don't think Joe Biden's running. I think Joe Biden is content not to get his butt kicked publicly and to go out riding on the coattail of a fake, you know, historical narrative around Barack Obama. I think that's what Joe Biden's, you know, ready for. So we've got Joe Biden. We've got Bernie Sanders, right? Everybody keeps hinting that Hillary Clinton will run. Hillary Clinton ain't running, okay? She's not running, all right? And then there's a host of other Democrats who are higher ranking than any of the people that I've named that are going, why shouldn't I run? Why shouldn't I be the leader? Why shouldn't I be the person in charge? So we've got a junior senator. We got a former secretary of HUD who Obama brought into his administration for the exact reason. I called this years ago when Barack Obama brought Julian Castro over. I said he's grooming this guy to be president or to be able to run because they need a Marco Rubio type. They need a younger Hispanic or whatever because we have Marco Rubio who's got no shot. But that's what they needed. Then Tulsi, I just named them. None of these people, they're all radicals. None of them have any reason to run. They're junior level people that can't even run their own family household, you know, and they want to run for president. And I'm going to tell you something. I think this time around, the smart Democrats are going, look, if you're not 70 and let's say you're 50 years old as a Democrat and you're moving up, you'd be smart to say, let these guys run and get their butts kicked and lose money. And I'll just wait. I'll wait 4 years or 8 years before I jump in the ring. Because if I were a Democrat, that's what I'd be doing. I wouldn't get in the mix. I would not want to go up against what will be the juggernaut of Donald Trump based on the results. I just talked earlier in the broadcast about Donald Trump's trade policy and what it's netted. Now the Chinese are talking about having a zero trade deficit with America going into whatever period, 2024, something like that. I want you to imagine what that $375 billion a year coming back into our economy is going to mean. Folks, all we got to do is support Donald Trump and make sure we sound off against leftism and he will have a cakewalk in 2024.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Tons of stuff in the news. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you, listening to. You know what I always look at when I do the news? You guys have been listening to the program for a while. You know what I do. I always ask myself, what's missing? For example, where's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? There's a plot against that girl. She's in the news for everything. Stupidity. I think one of the things she was in the news for was she doesn't know how to use a garbage disposal. She didn't know what a garbage disposal was. This is a woman who is in Congress of the United States who's never seen a what is that? What is that? Oh, my gosh. I'm not saying you have to know everything in order to go to Congress. I'm saying basic things of life. So I just find it weird. I mean, I grew up in the country. There are lots of things I didn't see, but that's, I don't know. I've got mixed emotions about it because I don't want you to feel like you got to be, you shouldn't know that you have to know everything in order to do a job. But I'm just saying, that's pretty basic. I think the overreaction was what got me more than anything. Anyway, where is she outside of that? Where are all these proposals? Let me just tell you, if Democrats are smart, they would limit her exposure. They would tell the media, stop covering her. They're going to do it. They're going to cover her. But I think it just makes them look silly. Where's all the talk about the Democratic candidates? There was a point where it was 22 candidates, which I'll talk a little bit about that later, because I think it's a sign of desperation. 22 or 23 now. What is the number? Do you guys know? I know it's well over 20. All right. And they were positioning Biden to be the guy. Shocking news that we'll be talking about later with respect to who's now supposedly the people think are going to win. When I tell you what I have to tell you, it's going to show you that the Democrats are in complete disarray. But where are the candidates? The only reason why Buttigieg is in the news right now is because Donald Trump said he looks like Alfred E. Newman. And he does. So Mad Magazine, he was a guy, you know, Mad Magazine. And Mad Magazine took it as, hey, this is a great way to get our magazine out there. So I think they put him on the cover. I'm not sure. I saw something that looked like that's probably what they did. It was a fleeting little story. But who's talking about him? Biden held a rally. I don't know if you guys saw this. Biden held a rally. And that rally contained about, I don't know, 300 people. And I'm not kidding you. It looked like a Geritol convention where Lawrence Welk was playing. I mean, the average age. And by the way, I love old people. My best buddies in the world, the people who support me the most, are people in their 70s. I'm not lying. My biggest donors are some of my best friends. T, he's out there. T, August, all these guys are in their 70s and 80s. Now, they walk around like they're in their 50s because they're very wealthy people, but they're my best buds. We golf. We hang out together and stuff. You'd never think they were in their 80s. So, and by the way, I don't care. I wouldn't care if they were barely moving around. They're still my friends. But the point is, I don't have anything against old people. But I'm saying with Biden, if they think he's going to get young people excited, and let me tell you, that rally was not any indicator of that. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. So unless Donald Trump is talking about them or they're out of the news cycle. Can you think about, okay, so there's Yang, who's a billionaire, one of these dot-com billionaires, these Silicon Valley billionaires. What's the lady that beats up her staffers? There's her. I mean, I can't name, here's who I can name. Let me tell you who I can name. I can name Kamala Harris, Cory Booker. Why? Because they're two black people. That's really it. Elizabeth Warren, because she's a fake Indian. Obviously, Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. Got that. All right. And who else? Buttigieg. What's happened to what's his face? Fake Mexican O'Rourke. There's even a rumor that Hillary Clinton may want to jump back in. I'm not lying. That's it. That means you are in complete and utter disarray. If Hillary Clinton thinks she can come back and run, Hillary Clinton will be lucky to stay out of prison. And I know Art, Carl, many of you that continue to contact me about this issue, the jig is up. The jig is up for the left. It's amazing what these people are going. I mean, they are in huge trouble. And I'm not saying it because I'm a pragmatist. I'm looking at things objectively. You could say, well, Kevin, you have a dog in the fight. I have a dog in the fight. It's called the truth. And the truth is going to be exposed. And it's going to prove that Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, all these people were crooks. And it's already happening. They got people out there trying to run for cover. And you would be shocked at what you're hearing about. Oh, we got a good Barr. And, you know, people, they're literally wanting to arrest Bob Barr. Do we have that clip?
Do you think the attorney general should go to jail?
How do you get this thing moving? Do you oppose fines? Do you suggest maybe even, as some have said, jail time?
Should he go to jail? Should he go to jail for it?
There's a process.
We send the sergeant of arms out to handcuff the individual who is declining
to testify. Who are you going to handcuff?
Well, I'm going to start with Mr. Barr.
But do you actually believe that the attorney that your committee is going to order the attorney general of the United States to be arrested by the sergeant of arms and put in jail?
You don't want to throw the AG in cuffs, though, right?
I don't want to throw him in jail, but I'm ready to do so.
each chamber has an inherent power to compel a witness to testify, and that includes arrest, and it even includes jail.
And you have to have him sit for a hearing, and I think you have to have him locked up.
They can either go to court and litigate, right, or they can use their, what you're calling the inherent contempt power, which means that they would actually arrest or lock up the cabinet official.
And it leaves us no other alternative except to use our sergeant at arms and to bring him in.
He can either be held there to testify, or he can be punished. There is actually a jail in the Capitol.
I want you to understand, this is a man who came in at the butt end of an investigation that was stacked to put Donald Trump, either to indict him, to put him in prison, impeach him, whatever. He comes in at the end, gets the report, reports the news. You want to talk about kill the messenger? Oh, this is not going to look good on the resume of the Democrats, but that's what they're talking about doing. And I could go on. There's just too many things to mention about these crazy Democrats. But where are the candidates? Cory Booker. You know what Cory Booker's talking about? Cory Booker finally admits he would ban guns, including handguns. Not rifles, handguns. You know what? I'll give him credit. Cory Booker at least has the guts to say it. We'll play that clip a little later in the broadcast. Booker was also asked about, does he want to be president or does he want to be a senator again? Well, we're going to find out. So, look, all of this turmoil that's going on proves to you that the Democrats, there's nothing in the news cycle that makes you go to want to see them. Biden's rally was a joke. AOC can't get any, only thing she can get credit on is not knowing what a garbage disposal is. It's ridiculous.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump claims a federal whistleblower in the Ukraine scandal is nowhere to be found.
I call him the fake whistleblower. He gave a fake report of my phone call. And when I did it, all of a sudden, when I released that call, all of a sudden, everybody disappeared. The whistleblower disappeared. Whatever happened to the second whistleblower?
Talking with reporters at the White House, the president says the name of the anonymous whistleblower should be revealed. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is visiting with foreign leaders in Germany to commemorate the 30th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall.
So, here we are on this three-decade anniversary, celebrating a monumental victory for mankind's natural longing for freedom.
Pompeo also visited the new synagogue, the most important Jewish church in the capital of Germany. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Buck Sexton said this. He said, the longer the Democrats overreach, look like unhinged idiots, the better for us. For nearly 2 years, and Lord knows how many attempts, the left tried to undercut this presidency and deliver a death blow. They failed, they lost, we won. Over and over and over again. This is what Sexton writes. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. He says, oh, and as for those infamous tapes in the Steele dossier that involved Trump and Russian prostitutes, well, those are probably fake. And by probably, I mean most certainly fake. Again, those of us who aren't a brain cell away from being declared intellectually disabled knew this already. Because remember, that was part of it. They wanted to not only, they think about, this is a Jussie Smollett story here. Not only did they want to make Trump collude with the Russians, they wanted to tie it into womanizing and prostitution. So they faked not only the Steele dossier, but then they overreached and said Trump was in Moscow hanging out with prostitutes, and that's what the Russians had against him. That's how all this started. He was compromised. I just want you to understand that a guy who's a billionaire playboy who could have all the company of a woman, of women that he wants, I'm putting that as delicately as I can, and the Democrats want to make him out to be this Joe Biden. They want to be a Joe Biden, the dude who needed to use his power to get to women. This is unbelievable. Why do we allow Democrats to play these games? Why do we allow it? I constantly admonish conservatives for this reason. People will do what you let them do to you. So why do you let them? I have people tell me something is going on in their lives, and I'm like, okay, well, it's a simple answer here. I mean, I'm not trying to be all logical with you, but why do you let it happen? Like, they're like, my sister's always borrowing money. Like, I mean, she's like constantly just coming to me, just borrowing money. I mean, it's like really silly. I don't understand. Why can't she get a hold of her finances? And why don't they just do this? And my sister, and you know, like the other day, I had to loan her $500 for such and such, and I listen to him, and I go, okay, so let's, I think I've heard enough. I mean, I'm no Dr. Phil, but I've got some things to ask. You say your sister constantly borrows money. Okay. Who constantly gives it to her? You. Okay, great. And you say she's always doing it, and you're upset about it, but you constantly give it to her. When was the last time she borrowed? You just said, the other day I had to loan her $500. Oh, did you? Did you have to loan her $500? Is no in your vocabulary? And if it isn't, then your sister doesn't have the problem. Your sister is brilliant. Okay, let me explain. Your sister is amazing because even after borrowing multiple times and never paying you back, your sister has the good sense to keep doing it. It's not your sister that has the problem. I'm like Caesar. I don't fix dogs. I fix dog owners. See, you own the money. Your sister knows you have it. So why should she go out and do something crazy to get the money? Look, I have donors that donate to my charity. They are amazingly diligent. They do their due diligence. They're like, all right, most of them go, I'm going to give you a little bit. And let's see how you do with that. That's it. Then if you don't perform, don't go back to one of my donors. I'm talking about rich white people that know how to make money. They look at you like, you got all you're getting out of me. I gave you a taste. A rich white person is willing to invest $5, $10, $25, even $50,000 in your little enterprise. But if you're going to get to high six-figure, seven-figure donations, you better show some results. Generally speaking, that's what we focus on anyway at the Black Sphere and Seeking Educational Excellence and other charity work that we do. But all I'm getting at is we, conservatives, allow the games to be played. See, the Democrats got what they wanted in their witch hunt. And then when it didn't go their way, they pretend that the witch hunt was tainted. They're like, it was completely tainted. Now, you would think that Mueller hired all Republicans, and that he pulled a James Comey, where he's got all this evidence against Hillary Clinton, but he says, but it doesn't rise to the level of, you know, a crime. Mueller's report has nothing. The basis of his report is all about collusion. Forget obstruction. It's collusion. If there is no collusion, there is no obstruction. Because what Trump is saying is, if you think obstruction is me fighting back to save my name, I got something for you. Yeah. How is it even possible that the Democrats want you to believe that that investigation was tainted? How is it even possible that the Democrats want you to believe that this investigation would not turn up Trump being innocent? Ask yourself either of those questions. They knew what this investigation was going to turn up. I know they wanted what they wanted from Mueller. By the way, when I asked that question, how could you possibly believe any of those scenarios? The reason why the left believes those scenarios, I want to be clear, in case I don't say it enough on my program, Democrats are dumber than dog turds, okay? When it comes to Democrats, you're dealing with brain-dead morons, idiots incapable of playing out their scenarios to the bitter end. And I'll give you a good example. Barack Obama was a Democrat scenario. And I'm going to hurt some feelings here in a second, but hey, this is a tough love show, the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Anybody who voted for Barack Obama fits the description of a brain-dead moron, no matter what side of the aisle you're on. Not even going to apologize. That's just who you are. If you're a conservative, and I use my finger quotes, who voted for Obama, you guilted yourself into doing so. You believed the hype. You wanted to believe the insane notion that Obama was going to be this transcendental guy, and your vote would erase racism in America, and because of that, we were all going to collectively work together and do good. You were sold the bill of goods by the Democrats, and let me tell you, whether it's the Kavanaugh hearings or whether it's the witch hunt turned con job of Donald Trump, you should know better. You should have known better before. And many of my friends said, well, Kevin, I just felt like, you know, we were in a really strange time in history and all that. I don't care what you said. If you voted for Barack Obama, you're an idiot. You voted for one of the worst racists in history and probably, in my opinion, not even probably, undoubtedly the most incompetent president to ever sit his bony butt in the Oval Office. Now, if you're a leftist and you voted for Obama, you fell for hope and change, progressive nonsense. You knew that clown was not qualified to manage a Denny's. Yet you persuaded yourself that a man who wouldn't show you his grades at any level was the smartest guy in the world. I don't need to see it. Look at him. He's all light-skinned and Negro. So the outcome for you was he lost you 1,080 Democrat seats in all layers of government. And worse, as far as leftists are concerned, Obama begat President Donald Trump. But it can and it will get far worse for Democrats, because Obama begat something else much more damaging to the Democratic Party than his 1,080-seat loss and Trump's ultimate election. He begat the Mueller report. The man who declared he has no scandals, none in his administration, is going to eat his words with a good old heaping help and a crow. Because as everybody in this country knows, Obama was the tip of the assegai. You know what the assegai is? Do you know what that is? He's the tip of the spear. That's an African word for spear. A Swahili word. And in other words, just so you can understand it, white folks, the buck on this con job is going to stop on Obama's desk. Not Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, or any other Democratic buffoon believes the Russians significantly interfered with our election. Nor do any of these butt wipes believe Trump is guilty of anything. What we see, folks, is a shenanigans of cover your butt at the most frantic level. That's what you're looking at. But see, Democrats still believe in the Alinsky tactics. They believe if you tell the lie over and over, eventually that's going to work. Eventually, you know, Donald Trump will capitulate. It'll all just go by. It'll get dismissed. It'll get swept under the rug. And with past Republicans, those Alinsky tactics would have probably worked. But Democrats should have burned that book a long time ago, because we got a peek. We got a peek at the tactics. We know what they are now. And let me just tell you something right now. Two things. One, Donald Trump is impervious to their attacks. But what Democrats are finding out, they are not impervious to those attacks themselves. As I like to say, and I've learned from my grandparents, it's a lot easier to get the cat out of the bag than to get it back in the bag. Yeah. See, Donald Trump didn't need the title of president to kick the crap out of the Democrats. Don't believe me? Just look at November 8th of 2016. But now Trump has not only what he had before, which is gumption. He's got the power of the presidency, and that power encumbers him to a degree. It empowers him to a much greater degree. No longer is D.C. infested with swamp rats, because now Donald Trump can put his own people in office, and A.G. Barr is about to open up a can of
cake. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So there's got to be transparency that can be done in the meantime, meaning expose everything that went on. Mm-hmm. The deep state's hiding behind classifications to keep the key documents secret. The president can take steps there to open the floodgates in terms of transparency. But also we've got to recognize who the bad guys are and don't pretend they're not bad guys, because there are a lot of public officials, including people like Congressman Schiff, who have knowingly lied for years about Russia collusion, and yet they continue to participate in the public policy process with no accountability, and we need to start highlighting that in a more aggressive way. Why is Adam Schiff still chairman of the Intelligence Committee? He does not have the ethical mores to maintain the chairmanship, nor can he be trusted, certainly, with classified information.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch. We're doing something similar to Tom, except we're focused on education, and we'll be suing based on colleges and universities. So that's one thing. Also, the new Tea Party community, is doing a Tom Fitton-type approach, and we're suing states and cities and things like this on things like sanctuary cities and misappropriation of funds that are going to illegals and things like this. So we're taking the same approach. Glad you guys are with us. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. If you go to KJRadio.com, you want to help out in any way, volunteering, starting up a state chapter for TPC, working with us on SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. If education is your passion, if you want to donate, go there, contact us. I'll get somebody from our staff in contact with you because we need the help. But let me tell you, if you're going to do something, this is the time to do it. This is the time to get off the bench and get in the game. Go to the coach and say, "Coach, put me in." And let me tell you why. One, you have a president that is willing to back you. And the lack of credibility that the Democrats claim that he has is about to be completely blown out of the water. And it's going to make him so powerful in the next 4 years after we get him reelected. It's going to blow your mind. Number two, the Democrats have done so much damage to their party. We are never going to get this opportunity again to prove how low they're willing to go. Michelle Obama says when they go low, we go lower. Talked about her before. She essentially talked about single fathers as bad people. Single divorced fathers. It's like sending your kid over to, you know, his divorced daddy for the weekend. Can you imagine if someone had said, "We're going to send this over to your divorced mama for the weekend"? What would be the outcry? You know why men aren't that worried about it? Because, you know, we just go and do what we do. We go out and we father well. We make sure our daughters have confidence. We make sure that our sons have confidence and have respect for women, that they understand the role of a woman in society and they keep her elevated. We don't do what these clowns do on the left. How many things does Michelle Obama need to say before people become circumspect about her? It's crazy. So the Democrats are in big trouble. They don't want to face the music. And by the way, the next hour we're going to dedicate to an interview that I heard of Joe DeGeneva, U.S. District Court, U.S. District Prosecutor or Attorney, I should say, for the D.C. area back in the late 80s. Fox News contributor, you'll know Joe, older guy. I think he's in his 70s, but sharp. He's going to give you an assessment that I've been giving you, which is I've been saying Democrats are in trouble, and all you got to do is you don't even have to be able to read the tea leaves. You don't have to be able to interpret tarot cards. You don't have to throw down chicken bones or do some sort of quinceañera. And I'm joking. I know what quinceañera is. Well, they call that crazy voodoo, the Mexican version of Santeria. You have to do that. Or voodoo. You don't have to do any of that stuff. All you got to do, folks, is just open your eyes. Kim Fox, the Jussie Smollett thing, look, it's gone away, right? She lost two staffers. People said, "I can't be a part of what you're doing." Two major staffers left Kim Fox in Chicago. The county attorney or whatever. I don't know how they do it, but she's big Cook County or whatever. She, the one who let Jussie Smollett off. Her staffers have said, "We don't have any confidence in you." I mean, can you imagine what the people of Chicago are currently doing? I don't care what your political affiliation is. As a human being, you know exactly what happened with Jussie Smollett, and you watched him get off. Well, I don't know where you are in the criminal justice system in Chicago, but if you committed anything from jaywalking to murder, you have to be asking yourself, what kind of justice was dealt out to me? And if you did anything less than fake a crime, blame on somebody else, and then threaten to sue the city, anything below that, and you should be lawyering up. You should be finding an attorney that's willing to take your case so you could go get millions from Chicago. That's what I would be doing. But that's only one of the things that just shows you the recklessness of these people. There are many signs. I want you to understand, don't think Jussie Smollett went away. People understood. A lot of lessons were learned there. One, you want one of the biggest lessons that was learned there. There is no such thing as white privilege. That's a big lesson. There is no such thing as white privilege. In fact, you want to know what there is a privilege? There is a leftist, black, gay privilege that exists. Now, you want to talk about the flipping of the script. The man, the group, the LGBT community who says, we're oppressed. Oh, really? You get to lie on heterosexual white Trump supporters. That's who you get to lie on and get away with it and go to Hawaii and have the protection of the law. Don't talk to me about white privilege. If they talk about a white privilege conference, we should be out there with Jussie Smollett signs saying, explain this. That's it. That's your sign. Not to go all steal this comedian's thing. There's your sign. That's your sign. I don't know where they're going to have the next white privilege conference. But I'd be there going, explain Jussie Smollett to me. Explain how Barack Obama has remained out of prison. Explain how Susan Rice got promoted after Benghazi was attacked. Her job was to make sure the State Department people were safe. Explain to me how Eric Holder isn't being held accountable and he's not in prison. How he can have contempt of Congress, the only AG ever to do it. Explain that to me when you're explaining white privilege. I can give you a host of other stuff. So, it was down the way. Here's why I'm telling you this. When somebody brings this nonsense up to you, you have the ammo to go back and say, okay, great. So there's white privilege. Explain Jussie Smollett to me. Explain to me, if there's white privilege, and first of all, forget any privilege, he should be in jail. Do we agree? If I just made a scenario and said, guy lies on two other guys, claims that two guys beat him up, it didn't happen, spent $130,000 of city resources over the lie, went on national TV promoting the lie, fooled a lot of people into believing the lie. Where does this person deserve to be? If you take color and all this other stuff out, I would just say 99.9% of the people I know would say in jail, hefty fine, made an example of. But we didn't do that, did we? That's not what the left did. They went a whole other direction. So anytime somebody brings this stuff up, white privilege. Look, I'm a black man telling you, I don't give a crap about your white privilege. Let me tell you, when I was a fighter, it didn't matter to me whether you were Mexican, white, black, Asian, or whatever. There was no such thing as privilege. The only privilege you were going to get was the privilege of my foot upside your head, because that's all I cared about. And if it was a black guy, I didn't go, oh, dude, it's a brush. I'm going to take it easy on the brother. Shoot, I didn't care what color you were. We were going to blows. You know who else had some staffers leave? Two top advisors to O'Rourke's presidential campaign left his team. Now, I don't know whether these people are good, bad, or indifferent. The good, the bad, or the ugly. But they left. They wouldn't explain why they left. Now, O'Rourke says, I'm building a better team. I'm putting together even better people. So he got an alumnus of the Obama campaign, who's going to now run his campaign. We'll see how that goes. I don't think it's going to do him very, very much good. Jen O'Malley Dillon is who he chose. O'Rourke's a scam artist, and he's scamming the people that are donating money to him.
This This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.